Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm doing my best to be on God's side.
All right, Doug.
Yeah, God's not on our side. We need to get on God's side.
On God's side. That's what happened with Joshua.
Yeah.
Joshua is a general. He comes across the sky, says, whose side are you on, ours or our enemies? And the response was neither.
Yeah.
This is the captain of the Lord's army. It was the Lord.
Yeah.
And you better take your feet, your shoes off, because you're standing on holy ground.
Amen.
So we want to be on God's side.
That's right.
That's right. So cool.
And I've got to tell you, I'm very disappointed in the big news of the day. It's a huge disappointment. The Democrats,
what?
I shouldn't say the Democrats, actually, the ruling class
yeah.
have gotten the two things they wanted most out of their brief two-year stint with all power.
Right.
They've got homosexuals and they've got health care.
Healthcare, which is also killing children.
So they got child killing, homosexuality, and theft. They got a lock on all that.
Yeah, the big three. Do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery and other sexual
And they
immorality.
Lied a lot to get it, so they got You Shall Not Lie. They covered that one, too.
Oh, Thou Shall Not Bear False Witness.
They bore plenty of false witness in order to get all this stuff done.
So, yeah, so they got the trifecta. They went after do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery.
Yeah.
And then for a bonus, they got do not bear false witness.
Yeah.
And these are the issues that we deal with at Bob and Yurt Live. They are the big issues also that our entire culture deals with.
That's right.
Sexual immorality. The promotion of homosexuality is all about rebellion against God and hating your neighbor. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And killing unborn children. So when it's time to nominate somebody to be a Supreme Court justice, then all of a sudden every talk show in the nation is talking about what we deal with here at Bob and Yurt Live.
Right. They only come around once every two or three years. It's like a, like a lunar eclipse type thing. They only come around to talking about the things that are really important.
Did you see the eclipse?
I did. I stayed up and watched the whole thing. I woke up my 9-year-old daughter at 1:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I drug her out on the back deck. It was 9 degrees.
Oh.
But she was so thankful the next morning that she got to, I got to see. Yeah, it was great.
And Doug, we have an eclipse. You know, the way God made our Earth and our solar system, he took such loving care. The moon is just close enough to the Earth to keep our tides going, and they keep the oceans alive, oxygenate it for the plankton and all. And, in fact, we also could see a solar eclipse when the moon goes in front of the sun, and it's a perfect eclipse. Because the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but it's exactly 400 times further away.
Yeah.
In other words, that ratio is a 1-to-1 ratio. And so we live right where the Earth is, right where you can have liquid water.
It's perfect.
I mean, a little too close, it'll all evaporate. A little farther away, it'll all freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, he's quite a
It's
God.
Amazing. So we've got to get your crack research staff to figure out when is the next solar eclipse, because my 9-year-old now is very, very excited about seeing a solar eclipse.
Yeah, that sounds good. When we went to Turkey, we brought those special dark smoked glasses you use if you're a welder. And so we're in the middle of Turkey, and it's right time for a solar eclipse. And our guide was in shock because he said, well, there's an eclipse, but you can't look at it. You'll go blind. And we said, we're Bible toting Christians. We know what's up, and we pull out and we're taking pictures through the glass. It was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next one. All right, now we've got to get to now there's one thing the Democrats did not get. I shouldn't say the Democrats. There's one thing the ruling class did not get.
Yeah, what?
They didn't get what Hugo Chavez got.
Oh.
Hugo Chavez apparently
has been
granted authority to rule by decree.
For a year.
Yeah.
So he one-upped Barack Obama.
He sure. I think maybe the lame duck, maybe they just ran out of time. They were so busy trying to sodomize the military that they didn't have time to get through the rule by decree.
Doug, that's a real tragedy. Now, You're a Marine.
I was. And you know what? Adultery, heterosexual adultery, was a much bigger problem when I was in the Marines than the homosexuality.
Mm.
Much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure to this day it still is much bigger. But the military has never rescinded the law. They have laws on the books against adultery in the military. They've never celebrated adultery. They've turned a blind eye to it.
Is it the UCMJ? Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Uniform. Adultery code is punishable by imprisonment and expulsion from the service.
In Colorado, adultery is still on the books. It's still a crime, but they removed the penalty.
Yeah.
So there is no penalty. So de facto, it's legal. So we have decriminalized seducing your neighbor's wife as part of this rebellion against God, where now sexual morality is rampant. In a little while, we'll talk about Hollywood using teenage girls, presenting them sexually to sell advertising dollars.
Yeah.
A new study that's out. So, yeah, we got a mess.
So, you know, the military is now going to be encouraged, I believe, since now it's everything is open now. What they say is open homosexuality is now allowed, right? So what does that means to me? I would think that the command structure at some point is going to have to encourage it to some degree, even celebrate it to a certain degree.
Oh, sure, right.
You know?
That happens throughout our society. And we have, well, we've got, for example, Bob Dornan, who his nephew, you remember Bob Dornan?
I remember B1 Bob, yeah.
B1 Bob, Congressman. Yeah. Reagan era congressman from California.
He was the fellow who said that single American, and especially every conservative Christian leader, should see the video Focus on the Strategy. He did. A ringing endorsement.
That's right. Yeah. He said, you guys out there in Colorado, you gave me those seven words, and then you can kill the baby.
Yeah.
He said, any pro-life law that ends with those words is a bad law. Oppose it.
That was B1 Bob. What's he up to these days?
Anyway, he said that his nephew was in seminary to be a priest.
Okay.
And he talked to his uncle, and this is a long time ago. Bob Dornan's older. This is in the 60s.
Okay.
He said his nephew said to him he was afraid to take a shower at the seminary, Roman Catholic Seminary, because homosexuals had the run of the place.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And it was too humiliating to take a shower.
Yeah.
And he said, Unc, I can't take a shower at this seminary.
Wow.
And I recall that there was that time where the Roman Catholic Seminary said, well, we're going to admit homosexuals.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then that stewed for a while, stewed for a few decades.
Percolated.
Yeah, and then it erupted into this horrendous global scandal.
Yeah.
And so now the military, I mean, it's, you don't tell women you have to shower and sleep with men in a submarine or whatever.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming, right?
Well, why not?
But it's, what's the difference when it's a male who's sexually attracted to other men?
Yeah.
There is no difference unless they're telling us that homosexuals somehow are not human. It's like having a different species, like being at the zoo.
Well, no, I don't think they're saying that.
They're not saying that, right?
No.
So these are human beings who are sexually attracted to coworkers who sleep and bathe with them. Great.
I'm sure you've read the reports. There's chatter. There's reports that the terrorists would like to pull off something this Christmas season, big or small.
Yeah.
If there's anyone out there in the audience who is a supporter of homosexuals in the military, could you please explain to me how it is that sodomizing the military makes us feel safer this Christmas season here at the homeland?
Yeah. And Doug, how about the homosexual Private Manning, who's the one supposedly who got all this secret, top secret, other cables.
Uh-huh.
You're right, the WikiLeaks scandal.
Yeah.
And so here's a homosexual who was mad at the military and just really sticks it to the government and hurts our forces all over the world.
Yeah.
And our interests. And that's the whole thing. Homosexuality is dangerous. It's immoral. And so, boy, talk about the irony.
Yeah, and nobody's noticed that. But
except for you on your show.
We've noticed it here.
Here at Bubba and here at Live. Yeah.
So anyone who has a proclivity that is deviant is compromisable by definition. Mm. Even if you're a heterosexual adulterer, or you're an embezzler, a thief, a liar, yeah. a criminal, a homosexual, you're compromisable by definition. You shouldn't be allowed to participate in the defense of right. the country.
So if you hate your neighbor and you find out he's a homosexual, then you don't care. Because as he destroys his body, his mind, and his eternal soul, what do you care? You want people to like you.
Yeah.
So you just, it's selfishness to such a degree that it's a rebellion against God and a hatred of your neighbor.
Mm. Well, I thank God for the hope he's given us in Jesus Christ that everyone celebrates this season. Mm. Because otherwise, it could be really depressing. If you were to sit and just read what's happening,
yeah.
it could be really depressing.
Of course, terrorists could strike any time, and they have a difficulty getting their act together.
Yeah, they're not very skilled.
Because it's a big country, America, let alone the whole world.
Yeah.
Like Adolf Hitler attacked the whole world, practically.
He did.
And even his allies he wasn't very fond of.
No.
So here we have now Al-Qaeda attacking the whole world.
Yeah, they are.
So it's pretty much... Thankfully, they're lunatics. No. Thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. Because certainly I haven't seen anything. And this is really where the government's responsible, I think, for defending us against terrorists and foreign military invaders.
Right.
And I just haven't seen anything to make me feel any safer. Have you gotten a pat down yet at the airport?
No, we've been taking trains.
Yeah, I've been driving. I just haven't. I just don't know.
But that should make you feel safer, though.
No, I don't.
Well, the guys with the turbans, they go right through.
Right.
But the 78-year-old grandmas, they get pat-downs.
It's just bizarre.
And it's true.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the video.
It's bizarre. It's hysterical.
So there's plenty of laws. They've passed a lot of laws, a lot of new regulations. Have you read the report that this most recent Congress passed more laws affecting more Americans since the Great Society back in the 60s.
And we already had hundreds of thousands of laws.
Well, we had all the ones from the Great Society still, right?
Yeah, right.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so what happens is God gave the Ten Commandments, and there are four laws in there that you mentioned, I think, the fourth, which is do not bear false witness
right.
against your neighbor. That stands for due process, and don't commit perjury. And those four laws are the foundation of a criminal justice system. Seems and then logical. There's also do not covet your neighbor's goods.
Right.
And that speaks to motive in criminal cases.
Right.
Do not covet your neighbor's wife and so on. So if somebody's having an affair, wants to have an affair, and some guy gets murdered and you find out his wife is having an affair with their neighbor, then the neighbor becomes suspect number one.
You would think, yeah.
Right, but because of our godless government, when the FBI keeps crime statistics, they don't keep statistics about sexual immorality and how often is adultery involved and pornography and homosexuality. They don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. All the things that our government is promoting now.
Promoting.
They're promoting it all now.
Yeah, child
In fact,
killing.
Pornography, you mentioned pornography. Do you know, I mean, there's a new report out by the Parents Television Council.
Yeah.
It's as if primetime network and cable television has become pornographic. They're basically, I hate to even say it because it grosses me out, but they're sexualizing young teenage girls.
It does gross you out. I'm thankful we have boys, Doug. We have all boys.
I have girls, and I'm scared to death. Mm. I'm terrified. Mm. We can't even let them watch. I can't watch a football game.
Yeah,
with the kids around.
We don't watch
unless you're really fast with the remote.
Right. We don't watch primetime TV.
Yeah, I've given up on all that.
Yeah, and it turns out, not that we didn't know this, but here this Parents Television Council study puts numbers on it, and they say that the use of teenage girls and underage girls for sexual scenes on primetime TV is almost twice as frequent as the use of adult women. Of course, both of those numbers should be zero.
Yeah.
There should be none, let alone on the public airwaves that are regulated by the government for supposedly all our benefit.
Well, here's what bothered me the most about this report. It says that Over 70% of the underage sexualized incidents were presented in a humorous manner as a punchline to a joke.
Mm, right.
So they disguise the immorality as it's cute, it's funny.
Yeah, they have teenage girls in bed with guys.
Yeah.
Lesbian, you know, depictions.
Yeah.
Girls kissing girls. Whatever will turn on the, you know, 15 to 40-year-old demographic of guys,
yeah,
that's what they're playing to.
Because
mm-hmm. there's way more of these episodes with girls than guys. So Hollywood, Disney, doesn't Disney own one of these networks?
Disney owns ABC.
ABC.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Disney, they sell young girls. They teach them how to become sluts, how to be sluts in public, and that helps them satisfy their investors. Mm. And they don't care about the girls. I mean, a lot of the leading tramps in America, as far as I know, the big celebrities.
Yeah, the big celebrity sluts like started out Hannah Montana.
Started out as Mouseketeers.
Yeah, yeah.
Mouseketeers.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach them, Disney itself teaches them to sell sex.
Yeah.
Through kiddie programming,
mm-hmm.
becomes gradually kiddie porn, and these girls grow up. Britney Spears, was she a, I don't know, was she a musketeer?
Something like
that. I don't
that.
Know. A lot of the
not
Lindsay
a musketeer.
Lohan.
A musketeer carries a rifle. This you're talking about a mouseketeer. Mouseketeer.
A musketeer.
Anyway, yeah, Lindsay
okay.
Lohan, I believe.
I take it all back. Mouseketeer.
Lindsay Lohan.
I never watched the show. I apologize. I should know.
Lindsay Lohan is a prime example, a product of,
okay.
of that entire.
And others. Maybe not Britney Spears. I don't know.
Yes, Britney Spears. She's one of them. I can't remember exactly. She started out in the mall like as a singer and got a TV gig, and now she's a slut.
So, Doug,
professional slut.
Parents Television Council, they say that our network television takes young girls, underage girls, teenage girls, and turns them into objects of a fetish.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get boys, older boys, men, to be turned on by young girls.
Yeah.
And they do it in the way they dress them, the way they make them behave. And we, you know, one of these days, I'm going to raise the funds to launch that website we've planned for a few years now. You remember that?
You've got the domain. The domain.
Yeah.
EarthToDisney.com.
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 Yeah.
Where what we want to do is on the homepage, always have 10 excerpts of examples from Disney movies and others, animated, whatever, where they're crude, they're sexually crude,
yeah.
they are trying to confuse kids about sexual identity, whether they're boys or girls. There's a hatred and rebellion against the parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Doug, I remember growing up, I think it was Lady and the Tramp or something like that.
Okay, the two.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely, yeah.
Was that the one or 101 Dalmatians? I don't know what it is. But, Doug, in one of those movies, the young pup gets lost and he's scared.
Yeah.
And finally, through the movie, at the end of the movie, he finds his way home and mom and dad dog are there to comfort him. And he was lost and he was scared.
Okay.
That's a fine plot for a movie.
Yeah.
Right? Well, the new one that I wouldn't have known about, except we have young kids,
yeah.
is the kid thinks his parents are jerks.
Uh-huh.
And his parents say, look, you got to stop behaving like that. You got to get in your doghouse and you stay there and you're not allowed out until... And he said, those no good freaking parents. You know, I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But those jerks, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And he's just disrespecting them to their face even. And the same thing with Finding Nemo. Nemo just doesn't get lost.
Yeah, you're right.
Nemo's dad is pleading with him. And he's like, I don't need to listen to you, you piece of garbage.
That's right.
Father, what kind of a dad are you? And he goes out and he gets lost. Well, 30 years ago, Disney would just have the kid get lost.
Right, right.
Today, that's no good because Hollywood writers and Disney, I think all their families are dysfunctional.
I would bet you that's true.
They're all dysfunctional. Yeah. They all grow up hating their parents. Yeah. And that's what they put in every TV show, every movie, is the brothers and sisters hate one another. The kids hate the parents. And at the end of 2 hours, there's 1 minute where they like each other. Yeah. And supposedly it was all worthwhile.
Yeah, it's a lie. And for the young people out there, I'm sure we've got some youngsters in the audience listening, teenage types. It's a lie. When the media and the culture tells you that you can be satisfied and fulfilled through casual sex and rebellion,
right?
It's a lie. You won't find fulfillment in that. You'll find fulfillment in a long-term, committed, monogamous relationship, a marriage. That's where you'll find joy and fulfillment, both whether you're talking psychologically, spiritually, sexually, mentally. All those can be found right where God said they could be found from the very beginning, one man and one woman in a committed monogamous relationship. Mm. So don't believe the lie, because the things that you do when you're young, they're going to stick with you your whole life. You can't hit rewind and start over. So don't buy into it. Don't even try it.
And so, Doug, the president of the Parents Television Council, Tim Winter, he said, look, this report is filled with shocking numbers that detail the sickness of early sexualization of these underage girls.
Yeah.
He said, but consider this, there's a generation of young girls who are being told how society expects them to behave.
Mm.
So basically, your daughter needs to put out if she wants to have friends. And that's the same message of the public school system.
Oh, yeah.
Public school system isn't going to try to stop a boy from seducing your daughter if you send her off. She's a 13-year-old girl, and there's a 15-year-old boy who wants to have sex with her.
He wants to defile her, deflower her. Yeah, that's what he wants.
What? And they're going to say, this is wrong. You can't do this until you're married.
Well, now to say it wrong, that it was wrong, I don't think anyone in the government school apparatus would ever say anything was wrong.
Well, right. They're not going to say that it's wrong.
No, they're not. Certainly not going to say it's wrong. But
they're relativists. They question authority. They think we're animals. We've evolved from slime. And so they're not going to tell, they're not even going to discourage it, Doug. No. They're going to say to the girl, look, if your boyfriend wants to have sex, use a condom. And if it doesn't work, like they fail often, then don't worry. During school hours, we'll transport you to an abortion clinic run by Planned Parenthood, and your parents don't have to know.
Wow.
And they're getting it all from primetime TV that if you're a young girl, you should act like a slut.
So, you know, the television culture, the music culture, the internet culture probably goes more to the training of a young child these days than the influence of the parents. If you're a parent who turns your kid over daily to the culture, which is what you do when you send your kid to school, to government school, you're turning them over to the culture to be educated.
Right.
And they are being trained. They're being trained.
Right.
And the folks at the at the Parent Television Council have really hit on one of the big problems.
So, Doug, this earthtodisney.com website.
Yes, Disney.
It's not rocket science, you know, to make that website, but we've wanted to do that now for a few years. We've had that domain waiting for the opportunity. And if only kids weren't being killed en masse here at Bob and Yurt Live, we'd have plenty of time to do these other fun things we want to do. But it takes time and money. For example, American Right to Life's website, ProLifeProfiles.com.
Yeah.
ProLife Profiles is a website that's done right. It's well-designed, extremely helpful, and it probably has 1,000 hours of research that went into it.
Yeah.
So EarthToDisney.com, it probably would cost $20,000. Just to do it right.
Yeah.
For the research, for the web design and all. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can do it a lot cheaper or free if you put in 500 hours yourself.
Yeah. That
makes a difference. Right? But,
well, one thing's for certain, you won't have any problem finding despicable material that was produced by Disney. There's plenty of that.
You're not kidding. And you know what could happen with this website? It could become generally of interest to mom and dads all over the country, where they're actually not even aware of how despicable Disney and Hollywood is, in the movies and entertainment for kids.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of parents have become somewhat calloused because of their own upbringing. I should say our own upbringing has caused us to not, and it even happens to me sometimes. I don't realize how gross something is until my wife sticks an elbow in my ribs and says, you know, change the channel. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
Because
you're watching a football game.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't watched the Broncos since I became the pastor of Denver Bible Church. That was 10 years ago. I've missed 10 years of football, Doug.
Yeah, well.
And I haven't missed much, I don't think.
No, the Broncos haven't done much.
Well, I watched it. I finally watched a game on Sunday. It was a late afternoon game.
The Tim Tebow debut.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it go? I haven't even, what was the score?
It was rough.
It was rough. Okay, well, let's leave that aside.
It was
But
rough.
You actually watched some football.
But, yeah, I watched a little football. But the commercials, the cheerleaders.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, having young women trying to show off how sexy they are, how sensuous they can be in front of moms, dads, and children, it's completely repulsive.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
It's criminal.
It's criminal.
It's criminal.
It is criminal.
Now, we don't want to put women in a burqa, right?
At all. Look at the difference. The Taliban, what do?
They cover them up with burlap.
Head to toe.
Yeah.
With peepholes for eyes.
That's what they do.
In Hollywood, strips women naked and puts cameras all around them. So those are the two extremes.
Yeah.
Hollywood and the Taliban. And the conservative Christian is saying that God expects us to be modest and not sell sexuality.
Yeah.
And especially not in front of children, which makes makes me livid, Doug.
Yeah. So in that respect, we are moderates.
In that respect.
We are moderates.
Not too many respects.
But in that respect. You could call us, our position that sexual immorality and the promotion of sexual immorality is criminal. Mm. That is a moderate position.
Moderate.
Yeah. But you could still go to the, you don't have to cover your head with burlap. You can still go out. You know,
yeah.
But you don't have to dress like a prostitute either.
No, and you know, what's that Water World here in Denver?
Water World. Yeah.
They should have a modesty day.
Yeah.
For homeschool families and Christians, people who don't want to see 45-year-old guys in a, I don't know even what they call
Speedo.
A Speedo. Yeah. And G-strings and thongs that go for bathing suits.
Yeah, no.
We do not take our kids. We won't.
No.
But if they had a modesty day where you wore shorts and a T-shirt, I bet you it would be their biggest day of the year.
I bet it would be. Well, let's work toward that. And let's work toward earthtodisney.com. That's worthwhile.
$20,000.
All right.
Hey, it's the end of the year. If anybody wants to donate to Denver Bible Church or American Right to Life, and get a tax deduction at the end of the year. And here at Bob and Your Live, it's not deductible, but boy, do we need your help.